and we've got something real to present. So
you know, I know that I can tell you from experience. So a lot of people have a different viewpoint of products like this versus pharmaceuticals. If you give them magnets or any other type of product, they expect it to just work immediately. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't work pretty much overnight, you know, they lose interest real quick. But they'll go on to take pharmaceuticals the rest of their life. If a doctor tells them to, they'll take pharmaceuticals the rest of their life. You know?
Yeah, I know. You know, I tell you what.
But
they don't want to give
magnets, you know, a week to work or something like that. They don't want to do that. It's just too long.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean,
but that's prevailing thought out there. That's pretty normal.
I don't know. You know, I tell you, I think the consciousness is rising. I just feel it is. I hope it is. You know, I mean, I think. Well, let's hope it is, man. I tell you.
Well,
if it is,
it's only because you know, you get out here and you talk about it, and people learn about it, and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm not a radio show person. I just volunteered and kind of stuck with it when there wasn't anybody else to do it. And, hey, you know, people come and listen, so I keep doing shows.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Well,
yeah, I try to make a good show out of it and give people something that actually benefit. And I actually know a lot of, like, you know, I was in the Tesla Society for quite a few years, and so I learned a lot, mostly from other people, and you know. But yeah, there is a lot of stuff out there that's not being taught. I mean, that just amazed me. Years ago, I used to be in an inventor club, for example, and we had a lot of smart people in there, engineers, this kind of thing, and it was all inventors helping inventors. We didn't, you know, that's just how the club worked, and it was amazing. We'd have people come in, for example, that were electrical engineers. And you'd ask them, well, you know, where did alternating current come from? You know, they couldn't answer that question.
They couldn't answer. I know.
They couldn't answer.
It's,
and I'm like,
amazing.
What? You don't even know? You know, and what kills me is that they never even thought to ask, you know, their teacher, well, who invented that? You know, or they never even thought of that. It's like,
well, you know, I mean, let's face it, you know, Nikola Tesla was such an incredible genius. I mean,
right, but see, they actively destroy that information and keep it from people, even from, you know, guys that we expect to engineer things, and they don't teach.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I mean, Morgan couldn't believe. I mean, he when he found out that all of his energy, I mean, all his energy ownership. I mean, this is a guy that. You know, was you know, had his hands around you know, all the main energy in the country, which is big. That's big money.
Sure.
When he found out that Nikola Tesla could make energy out of nothing and then transmit it, and of course he was. I mean, well, of course, I don't know if you've talked to this to your audience or not, but
we ain't got into Tesla very much.
Yeah, well, he's you know, J.P. Morgan was supporting Nikola Tesla, who invented AC current. Marconi visited with him and stole radio from him. He never even bothered with it. They finally have given it back to Tesla. You know, but in any which case, Tesla invented polymorphic energy, which is AC current. He got together with George Westinghouse, and they put Niagara Falls together. I mean,
right.
Gee whiz. You know, he actually had done TV.
You would think these are relevant things that you would teach people, especially electrical engineers going through college.
Well, I got to tell you, now, Morgan did such – when he found out – see, well, you know this, but for the audience –
yeah, I know the story.
Morgan was was financing Tesla, and Tesla was going to send energy through the air, which still can be done.
Sure.
Although
don't tell anybody.
Well, you know, and then Morgan.
Hey, I've seen that. I've seen that. So I know that works because I know somebody that can do it, and I've seen it happen. And when you show it to people, you know, people these days, they don't understand the significance of some things because they're so used to all these electronics and cell phones. Oh, we're, you know, talk to anybody in the world over cell phone. Yeah, but some things aren't quite as easy to do as others, you know. Sending electrical energy through the air and receiving it over here, that's a little bit different.
Well, you know, when Morgan found out that, he said, well, how do we get paid for this? You know, and he found out that, you know, any farmer or any individual living in the small towns could just put together a $20 pickup. Which $20 is a lot of money back then, but $20, I mean, if you could get free electricity, you know, it'd be worth doing. Well, then what he did is he turned Tesla off. He got rid of the Warden Cliff Tower, which is huge edifice.
Come in and blew it up. Had the Navy come in and blew it up. Yeah, I know the story, but, you know, and more.
Out of the book. How
you
want to
come a little more up to date here. What really riles me up is that we, for example, you see commercials, you know, about these companies going green. They all show windmills in the background, windmills, regular, big, huge windmills. But, you know, that's not state-of-the-art technology. If you want to talk about windmills, talk about helix windmills, you know, which is a little bit more, a lot more efficient and that kind of thing. And besides that, what they will not show you is the fact that right now they're putting in huge concentrated solar dishes, see? But they'll never show that on TV because they don't want you looking at that and thinking, well, hey, you know, I'd like to buy one of those, you know, and put it in my backyard. Yeah, well, they don't want you to even think about that. Yeah, you could do that, sure. But then you might get off the grid, and that might take money out of their pocket. Well, they don't want to. They're not going to show you that. But they're doing it. See, they're doing
it.
They're putting in 12,000 concentrated solar dishes right now in Southern California, and they're going to produce power to 500,000 homes, and they get the electrical energy for free. And yeah, it's green. It's a great thing. But you could be off the grid, you see. But no, they want to keep you on the grid. So they can make money.
Well, that's how about Cyril? John Cyril.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit too advanced for our audience.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
Cyril.
Is,
I mean, you couldn't even explain Cyril to most of the people listening to this show.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. I mean, there was a case where he tried to create an electric motor, and that motor. Well, let's just put it this way, without letting the whole cat out of the bag.
Spontaneous combustion.
That's right. That's right. And gee whiz, I mean, you know, he won in court. He actually won in court. You know,
that doesn't matter. Nowadays, if you win in court and they don't want anybody to know about it, they just come in and put a secrecy order on your case, go back, take it out of all the databases so no one can search and find it. I know someone that personally happened to.
Well, that's, you know, I mean.
And that's what they did. They took her case. She went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And, of course, they don't cover up your case if they win. If they win, well, they'd have it all over the nightly news, right? But if you win, all of a sudden, well, that's a problem. And so then they go in and they just do cover it up. So that's what they did. They went in and put a secrecy order on a U.S. Supreme Court case that didn't have anything to do but what was sovereign citizenship. And boom, covered up her case where no one could find out about it over citizenship.
Yeah, well.
Now, how could that be a national secrecy, you know, something you put a national secrecy order on? That just seems insane, but that's what they did.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I've heard a lot of stories, just a lot of stories, you know, and all we can do is, you know, continue on our daily course and
that's
try
about
to
it.
Push the boulder uphill, and, you know, with each new elevation that we were able to assume, you know, then we push toward the next elevation. And you know, I do believe in a modern society, and we're not in a modern society. I mean, because a modern society has a modern culture, and, you know, we've got a ways to go to get all the self-interest. You know, I mean, people should have the right to capitalize on their own incentive. But, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, the huge corporations have the right to capitalize on our health and things
right.
of that issue.
Sure.
You know, so...
Well, that's why we're supposed
so,
to have these guys up there in Congress watching out for us, but it just ain't happening.
Well, maybe the light's getting turned on. Let's hope so. I mean, gee whiz, you know, here we are, regardless of the way the economic climate is, we're still the largest economic engine in the world, and yet you take a country that's huge and yet has the smallest population such as Canada, and they provide health care. You know, every other economic country in the world of any kind of democratic status provides health care. And here, how is it that you've got to fight for it? If you live at a certain...
Because we're being stolen blind, and people are blind. Yeah, right now they're still blind. They'll wake up when they're hungry.
Well, I mean, that's a boy, you know.
But hey, let's not get on to that. We can't talk about politics. That's one thing that our master doesn't like.
Well, we've
pretty much done 2 hours here. You got anything else you need to touch on? I guess we should give out your web address again. It's biomagscience, biomagscience.net. And you're listening to Peter Kulish. What's the name of your company there, Peter?
Well, the name of it's MagnetoCore, but we still are Biomag Science.
Sure.
And, of course, we're attached to the Foundation for Magnetic Science, which is a non-for-profit
right.
Research facility.
And you got magnetic therapy protocols, it says on your website, for over 170 conditions without side effects. Pain relief, chronic illness, acute injuries, increased vitality, joint regeneration, increased immunity, nerve regeneration, which we talked about, and tissue regeneration, which we touched on a little bit. Yeah. So basically about how much of these products cost? Give us an idea of what we would look at with a product.
Well, we've
just
got
some common products that you sell. Well, give us an idea.
I mean, we've got some general pain relief magnets that there's four of them with really A to Z instructions.
Okay.
That's very heavy in there. Yeah, that runs about $25 to $35.
Okay.
We have a wellness kit that it runs a couple hundred dollars, but
okay.
It's got everything in it. And if you added everything up that is on our site, that would cost you about $300. So we try to do a good deal there. The key here is that you've got state-of-the-art magnets.
Okay.
You've got you've got everything you need. Okay, and at the same time, we're here to help guide you through it. So,
right. Well, you ought to do your own little radio show like this one. You can talk to your customers on a weekly basis and keep them up to date.
Well, David, I may take you up on that.
It's blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
They do a free deal here. You can just get up and do your own thing. It's really nice. I've been on here for months now, and I've got some really good people coming on, but, you know, I got a pretty good audience, so that helps. Not so much people joining. We did get a few good people on tonight. And, in fact, let's get back to our previous caller. I forget her name, and area code 830 in case she has any questions she wants to follow up with. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Can
I give you a question? Well, I did have a question, and so I can't think about it. You went off on all these other tangents. I'm like, oh wait. I know the mag water. Would bathing in like magnetic water, would that help? Like if you set magnets up in the tub, would that make some kind of difference? Like because water absorbs through the skin.
Well, now I'm going to get into a secret that I've really not told too many people.
Oh, okay, good.
you know, you can take the water jar energizer, and we do it over here. Put it on the spigot for the you know, for your bath, and I must say, I'll tell you what, it's phenomenal. The feeling of the water is just incredible. Of course, it's a very silky feeling, and it's very calming. And I've got to tell you, it's got its own particular makeup and feeling to it. I don't think you can. Well, I've been trying to evaluate it. Now, of course, I know what it does is it provides all the negative energy, which is very good. I think that it may help. I'm not positive this thing, but I've been working on this, trying to analyze it correctly. I think it may increase the oxygen transfer in the body. I think it gives a whole tremendous feed of oxygen. Because other people I've talked to, we all come to the same understanding that the same feeling that it just you feel so clear afterwards. So I could say just give it a try.
Hey, it's got to be a lot better than chlorine.
Well, you know, one of the things about I tell you what, one of the things about magnetizing the water. It's that it locks the chlorine it locks it into the water molecule.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we call it in physics, degasification. We've had a lot of people, for years, explain, you know, if they've had a chlorine situation, there's a certain caustic reaction to chlorine. You know, you can't stay in it all that long. And that goes away. What you have is a very soft, silky water. So, yeah.
Well, listen, your phone was breaking up, so I muted her because I didn't know if what was going on here, but you started breaking up real bad. And so I muted her to see if there was some kind of problem. But I think it's on your phone. I don't think it has anything to do with having her on.
Is that right?
Online.
Is that right? Well, you know,
yeah.
maybe that's the key that it's time to end this thing. I think I want to thank you so much, David.
Oh, sure.
For having me on your forum here. And
yes, sir. If you got anything new to add, a new product, something to announce, just get back a hold of me. And we'll do another show for you.
Oh, fantastic. I appreciate that. And
yes, sir. Next week, I actually got some pretty good shows coming up. We're going to talk about alternative energy, kind of a do-it-yourself solar. It's a guy that sells a lot of stuff on eBay. I'm going to have him on next week.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I think it'll be an interesting thing. And the week after, I've got quite a few shows coming up. But the week after, I'm going to have John Crockett. He's got a product he calls Magic Soil. He's kind of an expert in composting. And I tell you what, that's one thing that we should be doing on a county-by-county basis. And this guy is just amazing. He makes an amazing soil. He's really got the composting down to a science now. And made a lot better than what it used to be. And now he's got a soil he gets out of it called Magic Soil. And it's magic. Just like you were talking about magnets. Yep. Well,
no kidding.
He's got soil that's like magic for growing plants that where you don't even need pesticides. The pests don't mess with it. He says if you got the right soil, that's the way it is. The pests don't come around. So amazing stuff. I try to stay on the leading edge of things when I can.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's something we learned years ago that. If you feed the plants correctly, they're really healthy. The pests, they leave them alone. The bugs leave them alone.
Right.
You know, they don't
that's what he's
really
saying. That's exactly
plants.
What he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, that sounds exciting, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much. And okay, and everybody out there who's listening, thank you for staying with us. And I hope we've answered some questions and maybe you know, have you know, some solutions to what's going on for you.
Well, and you're not hard to get a hold of. They can always come to your website or get your information.
That's right.
Email BioMagScience. Sure.
Yeah, sure. The number's right there. Give us a call. And, hey, hot dog. Okay. Well, you take care, David, and
good
night to you.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
See you. Night.
All right. Next week, like I said, we're going to talk about do-it-yourself solar with Dan Rojas. And then the week after, we're going to have a show on magic soil, which will be an interesting thing to state-of-the-art composting. And it's just a great thing. He's got it down to a science now, and I hope that we can spread this nationwide and really turn around the add nutrients to our soil better, larger, not just larger vegetables and fruits and so forth, but better quality food that has a lot more nutrients in it. And of course, not having to use the pesticides is great, because you use pesticides on plants and you're going to ingest a certain amount of that. So hopefully we're going to take care of that if we can get the county, county by county, state by state, to accept this. And they can do it at a profit, actually, make at a benefit to them. So hopefully this will be something that all the listeners will get involved in at some point and help make it happen. We need it to happen. We need to improve our country as much as possible. And we need this kind of information out there and to know about it and to push it